Welcome to Life Mastery Unleashed. I'm your host, Ricky Camus, and I'm here to help you discover a better version of yourself through discipline, execution, perseverance, and grit. Today we're going to talk about blueprinting a successful life. It involves a combination of personal development, goal setting, and strategic planning. Here are five key bullets to consider. Number one, set clear, achievable goals. Goal setting is completely underrated. You should have a goal in everything you do. You should have a daily reading goal, a daily fitness goal, a daily task goal, your five non-negotiables that you're going to get done today. No matter what job you're in, no matter what stage of life you're in, whether you're a 10-year-old playing soccer or a 90-year-old inching your way over triple digits, you should have daily goals. You got to have your one big, hairy, audacious goal that's a beacon for you, a lighthouse, if you will, that you can see from the distance. You know, maybe that's an income goal. Maybe that's a savings goal. Maybe it's a trip that you want to take with the family. Whatever it is, you need to be very, very clear with what it is. I'm going to give you an example. So every single day, I have five things that I have to do. Number one, drink a gallon of water. Number two, work out for 90 minutes. And that could be broken up in 30-minute sessions, but that means I'm going to work out three times, right? So 90 minutes a day, gallon of water, low carbs. Not no carbs, but low carbs, but definitely no fat and no sugar. So I check those off, and I have an app on my phone that I use to show whether I did or didn't do it. And it stacks up, and it shows you how many days in a row you've done something, so it keeps you motivated to your goal. With business, I send 10 personal videos. I call a minimum of 30 people, 30 outbound calls where I punch the phone number into my phone and I make a call. That is a non-negotiable. I send 2 cards per day, non-negotiable. I touch every loan officer in my company every day, non-negotiable. So what are your non-negotiables? What do you have to do every day? What do you want to achieve, first of all? So number one, on my fitness journey, I have a goal that I want to be 175. And there's a lot of reasons why. But I want to be 175 pounds. I started at 217 pounds. I'm currently 190. I got 15 pounds to go. So my daily goal, I have to hit. It's a compound effect that is number one. Set clear, achievable goals. Number two, develop a growth mindset. Every single day, you need to read some personal development book. Watch a YouTube video on something you're trying to learn. If you like to cook, watch cooking videos. If you are into communication and language, watch some body language videos. There's a lot of stuff out there. But you've got to be feeding your mind every single day without fail. Number three, build a strong personal network. Your net worth is directly related to your network. If you look at the five people you hang around most and you add up their W-2s or 1099s or their tax returns and you divide that by five, that is your ceiling. So you want to make sure that you are very on purpose with who is in your network. Have a lot of people in your network, but in that inner circle, you need to make sure their net worth is 10x yours. Number four, maintain a balanced lifestyle. Work hard and play really hard. Show the people that are in your circle, family, that you really care for their happiness. Number five, continuous learning and adaptation. Learning. So What do you want to learn? For me, I'm on this journey to learn Spanish. So I got this app called Babbel. I spend 14 minutes on it a day because they're claiming that within 6 months, I'll be able to carry on a conversation. 6 months into it, and I can't have a conversation. I can understand if somebody tells me their name. That's about it. I'm getting there, though. But it is a journey. I just think it's going to be triple the amount of time that they say. Either that or I'm not focused during that 14 minutes because I do find myself getting distracted pretty easily when I'm in it. But I do want to learn it. My next thing, and it's literally on my list, is to learn how to play the guitar. So continuous learning. I'm always learning on my business. I'm always learning on my relationship. You know, with my marriage and the relationship with my kids, my boys and my stepdaughter, and, you know, just always really pouring into that. Bonus, discipline your mind over your body. Your mind controls what your body does, and it has no clue. Your body has no clue. Your mind is everything. If you can control your mind, you can control anything, anything that you want to achieve. You've got to discipline your mind. Tell yourself you're resilient. Tell yourself you're disciplined. Tell yourself you're motivated, even if you're not. Okay? Because your body's going to follow suit. Your body is going to do what your mind tells it to do. If there's an Oreo cookie in front of you, your hand just grabs it and stuffs it in your mouth. That was you making the decision. What you're not thinking about is the compound effect of what those 30 grams are going to do to you. Okay, I hope this helped. If you liked what you heard and it is going to help your day, please like, comment, and share. Really appreciate it.